Welcome you to the third hour of our extra Sunday edition and first summer edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories of animals that I put up there. And golly, it is the fourth Sunday of a five-Sunday month, so that means we get to spend it with people we don't get to talk to very often. And we had some time with Janice, I don't know, a couple months ago or so, and she was, I think, down in Florida, and boy, she's all over the place with the new pro supplements, but also she does all kinds of incredible stuff with her dog Tucker. So we'll have to find out about all of that. And it gives us a chance to talk more about the great supplements because we can always use more time with Janice. So without further ado, I want to welcome back to Animal World, Janice Gianforte, the chief cook and bottle washer and all that good stuff for New Pro Supplements, is back. Good morning, Janice, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning and happy summer, everybody.
Yeah, it's our first day of, our second day of summer. Yesterday, I guess, was the first day of summer.
Yeah, well, we got hit with some crazy storms here in Jersey, and then all of a sudden it went to 95 degrees, just like somebody turned a switch on.
Well, I said there that there's a heat wave going on, excuse me, around the country. We're pretty benign out here in the Pacific Northwest. But you're home in your home state of New Jersey, right? And
right.
You said the weather's been kind of dicey and was really cold recently, but now you're 95 right now? 'Cause that's
well,
hot.
Yeah, that was yesterday. It's supposed to be that later on today. We got another storm just came through again. It was thundering this morning, and it's supposed to go back up to 95 at some point, probably very humid too.
Holy moly. You know, we're kind of almost in drought already out here on the West Coast, because we're way behind in rainfall. So we may have a challenging summer going, just, you know, because of it being too dry. And it looks like your guys are getting heat way early, you know, big heat early on. How are you doing? And how is that magnificent dog of yours, Tucker, who, you know, last time we talked, you guys are out there winning all the monies, marbles and chalks and just about everything that you can do competition wise. So catch us up. How are you and Tucker doing?
Oh, we're doing good. He did a couple of scent work trials, and he did very well. He got 3 first places. And when I was in Florida, we did that. And it's called, there's 2 different types of scent work, and they're pretty much the same, but they do different events. Like AKC has it. The one I did in Florida was USCSS, which is United States Canine Scent Sports. And he got 3 first places in that. They do vehicles, where you search vehicles. AKC doesn't do vehicles. So there's different scent work clubs that you can join and vie for ribbons with all of them. But they do things a little different. Some turn it up a little more. Some, like the AKC, keeps it pretty standard. But a lot of these other clubs like to, and it's good because it makes the dog's brains work. And as a handler, when you walk into a trial, you have no idea, obviously, where the judge hid any of the scent elements. And Tucker knows, and most dogs that are doing this, they will know 4 distinct scents I and the dog does not know what we're going to find. I don't know what scents the judge put out there. So it could be anywhere from birch to clove to
anise is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. And he's going to search for something that he recognizes. But now that we're getting into the upper classes, which is like the excellent level, because we finished all our novice, we got all our advanced except for 2 more trials. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get that in the next month or so. Excellent. They're going to put out food distractions now. So they'll put food somewhere, and he's not supposed to alert to the food. Not even supposed to let me know the food's there. So that's challenging for any dog.
Well, yeah, and they can't stop and have a little snack and eat the food, right? That would disqualify them, probably, huh?
Right, exactly. No, we don't want to do that. So a lot of times there's things that, like, your local stores will have events where they come in and they'll do, like, they'll hide treats and, oh, yeah, you know, your dog can come out and they have a nice area there. Let your dog try and find treats. Well, they'll ask me to come a lot of times, and I'm like, I can't really do that, because if I tell Tucker today at this store we're finding treats, and then I go to an event where he's supposed to find a scent, I don't want him to get confused. And it's like, hey, there's a food distraction. Well, last week I found a treat. Why can't I find it this week? So I can't. We have to be very careful now of what I participate with in him.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, because that could totally mess up his competition.
Right.
I didn't know that they were putting food distractions out for scent work now. Boy, that makes sense. You know, if you have working dogs, especially if they're doing, like, you know, police work and so forth and sending out, you know, they have to be able to ignore that kind of stuff and do the job they're supposed to be doing.
Right. Well, that's funny what you just brought up, because really quick, a customer called me a few years back and said that she's a school teacher and she had to borrow her mom's car, and she brought it to school that day. Well, just by chance, I guess they were having the police out there with the drug and narcotic sniffing dogs just to go through the parking lot and just at a random check. Well, the dog alerted to her car.
Uh-oh.
So she got called down. Yeah, she got called down to the principal's office, and
uh-oh,
she said, well, as far as I know, my mom doesn't use drugs, so I don't know why the dog is stopped at her car. And the principal says, well, I'm sorry, the officer says you have to open your car. So she went over and opened it. When she popped the trunk, the dog jumped in the trunk, and there was an empty container of our Nupro in the back of her mom's trunk. The dog sniffed that. So I don't know whether the dog was using it or he just thought it was the greatest thing that he found. I have no idea. She didn't know, but she called me to tell me that story. And I'm like, oh,
so the dog had alerted on an empty container of Nupro.
Yes, in the lady's trunk of her mom's car.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, and speaking of Nupro, let's assume that someone's just tuned in or is joining us that doesn't know about Nupro supplements. So why don't you give us the lowdown on Nupro and the background and so forth?
Well, we've been doing this since 1989, which is about 36 years, believe it or not. And I was still training horses, harness racing horses, when we launched the product with a nutrition doctor. And it's unique in the fact that it is a powder. It's not a chew. It's not a pill. So it's a powder, and you can mix it and make it a gravy. If you're already using wet food, you could just mix it into wet food. You could use it as a topper for dogs who really don't want to eat. So there's a lot of different ways. A lot of times the vets will recommend to use this after an animal might have a surgery or go through a trauma. Maybe they had to be put under anesthesia. The stomach doesn't work 100%. Dogs don't want to eat. The vets have also recommended putting this on to get the dog's stomach and enzymes working again so that they'll start eating. But it's got the fresh liver in there. It's got Norwegian kelp. It's got bee pollen, which is awesome for enzymes and amino acids. It's got nutritional yeast, not brewer's yeast. This is an inactive yeast. So you don't have to worry about any kind of yeast issues with dogs because nutritional yeast is grown on sugar beets or other vegetables. So it's a vegetable source. It's not a grain source. Brewer's yeast is a grain source. When you see that on the label, that means it came from grains.
This well, but also grain-free. When you say brewer's yeast, it's like if you see brewer's rice or brewer's yeast, it means it's already been used by the brewing companies. You
yes,
know, it's crap
it
off the floor after mm-hmm. they made beer or something. You know, right. So if it's in food, it should be nutritional yeast, but rarely do you see nutritional yeast on the label of dog foods or supplements, but it's in Nupro.
Right. You'll see that in people food and supplements, but they don't use that for the most part because it's more expensive. And if they're throwing something together and are trying to, quote, make it nutritious, they'll do a brewer's yeast because it's tasty. The dogs like it. It's got a little bit of a bitter flavor, so the dogs kind of tend to that. But again, if you have a grain allergy with the dog or they can't have grains, that's in there. That's what it is. And again, it is a residue of the brewery industry. So you don't really want that.
Yeah.
No. So then we also have the flaxseed in there, which is your omegas, and it helps with your fatty acids. And if people sometimes ask me if they can add something else to the Nupro, I would always recommend a good fish oil, a wild caught fish oil, like a wild caught salmon, because that's a good balance with the flaxseed omegas that's in the product. And also lecithin is in there. Lecithin's a source of choline, and it's very good for the brain. It's got calcium citrate. Not enough of an animal needs a calcium supplement, but enough to have it in there so that it's helping the other ingredients work. And here's the other thing. There is garlic in the product. And I know that that sets some people off. They're like, oh, animals shouldn't have garlic. That's also a misnomer. It's onions the animals.
Right. It's onions that are really the problem. Yeah.
Right. And they made garlic a bad name because it's a cousin to onions, but it has nothing. It doesn't have the same properties as garlic. So it's kind of, I wish they would really take that off the list, the poison list, because it really should not be on there.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and there was a product. Now, I don't even know if it's still made anymore. I haven't seen or heard about it for a few decades. But it was almost all garlic. I think, what was it called? Maybe Bodyguard? But it was a powder, and you put it in the dog's food. And it was all garlic, and the idea was that fleas wouldn't get on them and wouldn't bite them, With it, and it really, it did kind of work in a lot of cases, but I don't know whatever happened to it. It went away a long time ago. But you know, that's that had, you know, that particular product had dogs eating tons of garlic all the time. There's never any problem with that. It really, you're right. It's onions that can be a problem for dogs and cats. But garlic is not an issue.
Right. And here's the whole thing with the onions too. They say that that may cause Heinz body anemia. This is where all of that came from.
Right.
But nobody really took like 20 dogs and force fed them onions to have this happen. That's all hearsay. It's a possibility. It could. Maybe somebody did it once. I don't know. You can't find any records of it. But there's a certain component in onions that they say could cause an anemia in dogs. However, as soon as you stop feeding the dog an onion, it will go away. But you also have to feed your dog two or three good sized onions a day to even start this process from happening. And what dog's going to do that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it really isn't a big concern.
It's not. And then the new pro also has the lactobacillus acidophilus in it for digestion. So now the animal's digesting the product along with whatever food you're giving much more efficiently. And again, this is a whole food supplement, not a concentrate. So it's not like, okay, like I kind of refer to it, if you take a B vitamin tablet yourself, mostly what I say is your body's only going to use a certain amount, and then you get what I call expensive pee, because you see the toilet gets very yellow because what your body doesn't use gets excreted out. But with a whole food product, it's like you're eating your food and it's getting used instead of getting wasted.
Well, that's important. You call this, it's called a whole food supplement.
Right. I can't use that terminology on a supplement product per government regulations because it's a supplement and, quote, not a food. So I can't put things like that on the label or on my flyer because then it puts it into the food category and it's not a food. It's crazy the way we have to be wording things. It's even hard for you to put down that you mix it with water to make it a gravy, because then they say it still also can denote a food. So you can have manufacturers like us have to jump through hoops. I'll be honest, they scrutinize animal supplements more than they do people supplements.
I'm not surprised. I would think that's true.
We can't put the Deshaies Act, that comes from the Deshaies Act. 1994, the government passed what's called the Dietary Health Supplement Act, and it's that allows humans to put on a dietary supplement that this is not, these claims haven't been evaluated by the FDA. We've all read this and seen it on television. You can't put that statement on animal products that are supplements because we were not included in the Human Dietary Act. So us, we're still out in limbo. They don't really categorize us as a food. We're not a supplement. We're actually category is drugs of low regulatory priority. And that's what they really classify animal supplements as.
Interesting. So,
yeah, I really wish that we were part of that 1994 act, because then we wouldn't have the issues that we have now as, you know, who regulates what and where does it go and what department and stuff. So sometimes that's still a really gray area. But that's why the NASC was formed, which is a National Animal Supplement Council, to kind of erase that gray area and say those that have gone through an NASC audit, which we just do every 2 years, we go through an audit where somebody actually comes to our building, has to look at our manufacturing process, looks at what we do, our containers to labels to internet to flyers to everything that we do, to make sure that we're not making any overt drug claims, meaning that I'm going to tell you I'm going to cure cancer or something like that, that we're not saying anything that could be noted as extraordinary, you know, like to cure the common cold or something. So, or that I'm going to say, well, if you take our joint support, your dog's going to walk fine tomorrow. Dogs will get help and it will work to a certain degree, but I don't make claims of any definity that saying this will actually do that. Because there's no way you could do that. You can't even really do that with a drug either. But as far as being a supplement, you got to be very careful what you say.
Yeah, and it seems that the very sounds like closely regulated and scrutinized. And one would think if the powers that be care so much about animal supplements and so forth, that there would be great regulation and for pet foods, you know, dog and cat foods, but it doesn't correlate that way.
No, it doesn't.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. You know, AFCO that oversees dog and cat food, they work to support the big corporate pet food manufacturers, and they allow them to put crap in animal food, which is another big reason why you need the NuPro supplements,
right?
Because the foods can be so bad.
Yes, we're giving you optimal health here. So regardless of what you do need to feed your animal, and we all hope that you're feeding the best food or cooking or doing a raw diet or whatever you can to get the best ingredients into your animal, because you are what you eat, whether it's you or the animals. If you know you have to use commercial foods, even if you don't, whatever you're feeding, the NuPro is going to go with you and help you in whatever you're doing, because we're filling in all of those missing gaps that you're not able to do if you're feeding a raw diet. And obviously, if you're feeding a commercial processed diet, you're getting everything that's, again, processed. There's no, it's like feeding your animal a TV dinner, and you know that you could eat a TV dinner maybe once a month. It's not going to hurt you. But if you did this every day, at some point, you're going to end up with some kind of problems. Your body's not going to work right. You're not getting fruit. You're not getting vegetables. You're getting nothing live. Everything is processed. Your dog is eating out of that bag every day. The wolf doesn't eat out of a bag. That's why you never see a wolf, a fox, or a coyote with a crappy coat unless they're sick or they had a disease or something seriously happened to them. Normally, these animals are beautiful when you see them on Animal Planet and you're watching them. They don't have the problems that our dogs that live at home that are sheltered and they're taken care of and loved. But why do we have so much disease and problems with our animals that we're taking care of, and you don't see those things in the wild? Because they are not eating a wild diet, and they're not getting all the nutrients they're supposed to have.
Well, and I'm often, when I'm educating my clients about food and what and how to feed their dogs, you know, I often, you know, I let people know that because we think that processed dog food was created to improve what we're feeding our dogs. But that's not where processed dog food came from. Processed dry dog food came from the human cereal industry. And prior to there being processed dog food that we could go to the store and buy, families just fed their dogs leftovers. You know, whatever the family ate, dog got the leftovers. Up until that point, our dogs were really healthy. They didn't have any chronic disease and illness. You know, the vet books were skinny because there wasn't much to write about. And it wasn't until the dry dog food was created from the human cereal industry. And after making a run of human cereal, all this fractured grain and crap left all over the floor. And the cereal company's saying, well, gee, we're throwing away a lot of stuff here. We ought to be able to make some money off of this. Let's make dog food. Not because dogs are supposed to eat grains, especially not fractured grains and all of that. They're carnivores, supposed to eat meat and real food. Anyway, that's why our dogs developed all the chronic disease and illness started happening after we started feeding them processed foods. So Janice is absolutely correct. The processed foods isn't any better for humans than it is for dogs. And real food is important. So I think that's a real important phrase, that the NuPro supplement for our dogs is a whole food supplement. That means that it all comes from whole food ingredients, right?
Right. It's not extracted. It's not chemically mixed somewhere. There's not taste and flavors. This is the real stuff. The big narrative was, what always makes me go crazy is they say, you should never feed your dog from the table.
Well, oh, I know.
Oh my gosh, if your dog can't eat what's on the table, you shouldn't eat it either.
Exactly. That's what I, you know, people sometimes, the first thing they say to me, Janice, is I'm doing really good. I don't give my dog any people food.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
So I have to say, what's wrong with people food? You know, if it's healthy, good food, it's probably okay, you know, good for your dog, just like it's good for you. If it's not good for you, not good for your dog.
Absolutely.
So that's why one of the first things I'm telling people in the food education is, bottom line, real food is always better than processed food.
And here's another thing. Since you guys are on the West Coast, you're obviously not familiar with radio stations that are on the East Coast. But if you have any transplants from Jersey there, they would know 101.5, a big New Jersey radio station.
Uh-huh.
Well, before I left for my trip to Florida, I was listening to the radio because in the morning, you know, they have good topics. And then, of course, you want to get your news and weather and traffic and all that stuff. And the host that's on the show right now, a man by the name of Eric Scott, was talking about his dogs that he has. And one's a 12-year-old lab. And he was talking about his dog, you know, slowing down, as we all have dogs that are older. And, you know, he's saying he's not moving around. He's not jumping in the car or the bed, blah, blah. And I just said, you know what? He's really an animal person. He's sounding so sad. So I sent him out one of our joint, the NuPro joint support that has all those ingredients in that I just mentioned, but the joint support goes much more because now it has all the stuff in there for the joints. It's got the glucosamine, the MSM, the ester C, and chondroitin. I sent him a container. I said, didn't know if he would ever open the box, look at it, care about it, whatever. I just sent it and I left for Florida. Months later, I get a phone call and I didn't answer the phone. I didn't recognize the number. I just happened to not answer the phone. And I get this message from him and he says, thank you so much for sending it out. Now, mind you, this is just about a month since I sent it. He All says, right. I cannot believe the difference in my two dogs. He has a dog that's 4 years old also, and he gave it to both of them. And he said, the cleaning lady, the funniest thing that he said is, besides telling me that their coats are softer, their eyes are brighter, his dog's running around and playing, the 12-year-old feels like a puppy again. And he said that person that comes and cleans the house would normally dump about 4 vacuum cleaner full of dog hair, you know, that we find under the table and on the rugs and everything. He said she just told him that she took out one canister of dog hair as opposed to 4 when she just cleaned this house, and that was in only a month. So that's telling you how much those nutrients are getting into the dog, growing the hair. Here's the whole secret, people. If you're giving real live food, the hair grows for the dog and stays on the dog. The reason why your dogs are shedding all the time is because that hair is dying. It doesn't have enough nutrients to keep the hair on the dog. Yeah. Nature's not going to let that dog go naked. That dog needs hair. So what happens? It keeps growing and falling out. That's why mm-hmm. you get tumbleweeds under the table. But if that hair is strong and it stays on the dog and it grows and stays like it's supposed to, you don't get the vacuum cleaner full of 4 canisters of dog hair.
Yeah, and Nathan will tell you, I'm always telling people, if you want the hair to stay on your dog and not be tumbleweeds, I love that, tumbleweeds under your furniture, that's so, so true, you got to feed NuPro because it keeps, their hair stays on their body. It is absolutely amazing. Anyway, we got to take care of advertisers before Bigfoot starts stomping around here. And so, Janice, hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little more about the NuPro supplement for dogs because the difference, because there's two different versions. We want to make sure you understand that. But then there's a product we didn't even get to last time, and I want to be sure that we get to that. It's called Life Spice. And oh man, you got to hear about this stuff. So we'll finish up with a NuPro supplement, and then we'll talk about the Life Spice because I don't want to run out of time and not get to talk about it this time. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. More with Janice from NuProSupplements.com right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And be sure you check out the supplements we're talking about, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, Nupro Supplements.com. And remember Natasha Venter. You can find her at intuitiveclarifications.com. Natasha Venter IC on YouTube, and she does her regular podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, so be sure and tune in for that. And anyway, we are in the middle of a conversation with Janice from NuPro Supplements, and I do have to say, Janice, my favorite thing about the NuPro powder supplement for our dog friends, it is that the no shedding business. I mean, they still have to shed their hair out, but I find it's like the difference of night and day with my golden retriever Robbie. If he wasn't on NuPro supplement, I do have, you know, I could carpet the planet with golden retriever hair. You know, yeah. And those tumbleweeds are not just in your mind. They're everywhere. I mean, because goldens shed like crazy. But it's absolutely astounding. You put them on NuPro, all of a sudden there's no more tumbleweeds. The hair isn't coming out. He doesn't, there's hardly any hair in the house and doesn't hardly shed at all. And it comes out in his monthly grooming, you know, and it gets brushed out and bathed out when he goes to the groomer. It really is an incredible product. And if people fed it for no other reason than to cut down on shedding, it makes a huge difference.
Right. Well, just think about all the other wonderful things it's doing for the inside of the body because it's stopping all that unnecessary shedding.
But now, aren't there two different versions of the NuPro supplement for dogs?
Yes, you have the original, which is the gold label. And that's the one that we started out with 36 years ago. So that has all those ingredients that I mentioned. And so instead of telling people, well, you need to buy this. And hey, if your animal, if you're doing sports with your dog, police work. I mean, we have the police. They come right to our office and pick up the product. They love it all throughout New Jersey. And then we ship it, obviously, all across the country to police, search and rescue, the Amtrak dogs, anybody who's doing things that are working their animal. And of course, there's so many animals in sports today that now when you use something like this and you work your dog, you're getting more out of the dog. They're not getting tired. They're able to work all day long. That's what a lot of the officers mention. They say, hey, without the product, dog would get tired, you know, during the day in the hot sun, wherever they happen to be. It could be in cold Alaska, who knows? But with the product, you're getting, the animal is getting those enzymes and amino acids that's keeping them working all day long. So if you're doing sports, if you're climbing mountains with your dogs, if you're doing camping, whatever you're doing to keep them at your side with the energy that they need, playing ball, whatever, this is what you need to keep all that going. And if you just have the little dog that's at home, your 10-pound dog, 5-pound dog, whatever, they still need to be healthy. They may not be out mountain climbing with you, but you still need to give them the nutrients because we're looking for optimal health, longer life, all the things that we want our animals to stay around as long as they can. So, yeah. So instead of saying, okay, this is for skin coat, allergies, and immune system, now you need to buy something separate for the joints. We just saved everybody a whole lot of trouble by putting it all in one product. This way, you've got it. So obviously the professional people, they want the joint support even with younger dogs, because when you're using your dogs for something other than just being your companion, well, they're going to have wear and tear on those joints too. So we want to practice prevention. And a lot of times in this country, even our doctors don't tell us you need prevention. You want to start doing something prior to having an injury. Why do you think you have to stretch before you exercise? Every time that dog gets up, you see them stretch. We should learn a lot from these animals a lot of times. They're stretching for a reason. And nobody told them in class, you need to stretch before you start working out. They already know this. So, you know, by giving them this product, it's just helping their bodies stay better, in shape, in tune. Everything's working good. And they're not just eating processed all the time.
Yep.
So now
you've got
it's all in one container.
Yep. So you've got the gold label, which is like the skin and hair coat and all the good nutrition and all that sort of stuff. But then we have the silver label, and that's the one that has all the gold label stuff plus everything needed for the hip and joints, right?
Right. Because originally, because we've been out so long with these products, the silver kind of denoted back in the day, that's the senior formula. But that narrative has changed, because the senior formula has now turned into the working, playing, and athletic dog formula, as well as the senior formula. Because if you're doing above and beyond that family pet, just running around in the yard and playing and doing the activities with you, now we're putting these dogs through paces that they would never do if they were out in the wild. Remember, if they were out in the wild, if they needed to rest, they laid down and rested. Not that they don't like doing what we're asking them to do, but now they're going above and beyond. I mean, Tucker's a dock diver. You know, he's done that. He's done lure coursing and fast cat and the scent work, like we mentioned. He does the barn hunt. A lot of these activities, I've got him in tracking. Now the AKC started this thing called fetch. Very hard for a dog to do. He's got to sit there and let you throw the ball, and he can't go get the ball until the ball stops. We haven't done that yet, but I'm training him for that. So he's looking at me like, I can't go and get the ball. So it's very hard. He's got to sit there. And a dog that's a ball dog, that's the hardest thing. So I said, no, you can't get the ball now until I tell you it's okay. So we're working on that, and we'll see how far we get with that. But he's very smart. He's already understanding that. So,
but with all that competition and all that work he does, you have him on the silver label formula, right?
Absolutely. He just turned 6 years old. And I've had him on a silver formula since he was about a year and a half to 2 years, because that's when I started putting him in all these wonderful events and all of these things that he needed to be fast and have stamina. But I also have to worry about those joints. I don't want him hurting himself when he's out there doing fast cat and coming to an abrupt stop at the end of that 100 yards. I want to make sure his joints are supple and he's not going to get an injury.
Wonderful. All right. Now, because we're in the last hour of the show, I have to stay on time, and we're way late on our first advertising break. So we're going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour right now, because then we'll have all the rest of the time left with Janice, and we got to hear about this Life Spice. We didn't even get to that last time. So I think we have to talk about that next, Janice, because that is also an incredible product that I think most of our listeners don't even know about. So stay right where you are. You got to hear about the other stuff, the incredible stuff that NuPro is creating. And we will get to that shortly. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon.
Right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
That would be where we are. Yes, yes, yes. And I think since I did a long session yesterday, so lots of talking, and the show today, you know, and my voice has been flaky with the allergy stuff for a while, so I think it's finally winding down, which is a good thing because we're winding down on the show. Anyway, we are spending this hour with Janice from NuPro Supplements, and we've been talking all about, Janice, the NuPro powdered supplement for our dog friends, the silver label for just the skin and hair coat and all the great nutritional stuff, the gold label, and then the silver label with all the good nutritional stuff, skin and hair coat, but also the hip and joint support. I would say pretty much, Janice, no matter what dogs are eating, couldn't any dog could have the NuPro supplement? One label
absolutely.
Or the other, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter the size, the age. Every animal needs this because it's not found in your food. Again, whether you're cooking, doing raw or commercial, it doesn't matter. These things are necessary, and you're not going to go source this stuff yourself. You're going to have to buy pounds of it.
Yeah. See, no matter how high a quality food you feed, this stuff isn't in it. So that's the whole point. But now I consider it a relatively new product. Because it wasn't originally, I think. But this Life Spice, tell us about that and what it's all about.
Okay. It's based on a human product called Jiva. And it was originally, as a human product, made for people who had issues like a lot of women would use it for helping them with breast cancer. You know, hopefully, again, keeping cancer away if you can. Of course, you can't make a definitive statement that way, but it does help when you use a lot of the, Asian stuff that's been around, herbs that have been around for thousands of years, and they've helped humans and animals all through that time. So why not keep using them now? The problem is, again, we're more pharmaceutical driven here. We don't look for alternatives. That's why your program is excellent, because you do teach people about there are more things out there. Now, not always to discount Western medicine, because there are times when you have a bacterial infection or there's something going on where you really do need help.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. And we have no issue with that. But why not keep the body healthy as long as you can without having to use something? Because, hey, just for instance, if you have acid reflux, why not, keep your stomach, fix your stomach, fix your body, instead of going to a pill that'll say, well, we'll stop the acid from happening. But when you're doing that, you're causing some other issue in a body. It's the same thing with the animals. If you could do things the natural, pure way, you're going to get a better response and you're not going to have all these side effects that we hear on the TV all the time.
Yeah, instead of giving something to suppress the symptoms, you go to the root of the cause and solve that.
Right. So the Life Spice has your turmeric, your curcumin, and medicinal mushrooms in there to help, because a lot of people will put together, if they have an issue with tumors or cancer or something, to try and help, they do a golden paste. This is kind of your original golden paste, and you would mix it into a maybe coconut oil, mix it into an acidophilus blend, eat it with yogurt or cottage cheese, organic, of course, to have that acidophilus digestion and get it through the system. A lot of people will do that if they have issues, or just as a healthy supplement. We're always talking about how to fix something, but how about how to prevent something? You could take a product like this and use it to possibly prevent something in the future from happening. Just like certain breeds of animals are prone to having a lot of cancer or tumors or fatty tumors or things like that.
Why
not try and prevent that? Same thing with a person. If in your family, a certain cancer, tumor, something runs in a family, why not take a supplement daily to try and prevent that from happening? Never going to say 100%, of course, because everybody's different. But we need to try to keep disease away if we can.
So the Life Spice, this is also a powder that you put in the food, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But this is not, you wouldn't stop feeding the NuPro powder and replace it with the Life Spice. The Life Spice is something you could give in addition to the NuPro supplement. Is that right?
Yes, this is a totally different product. There's no competing ingredients. Everything is different. And the NuPro is totally vegetarian. There's no meat in here. Excuse me, the Life Spice. There's no meat in the Life Spice. So it's got your turmeric, like I said, your curcumin turmeric combination, your medicinal mushrooms. You have your shiitake, maitake, and reishi. Now, you could add more mushrooms to this. And we could have done that too, but then, you know, it can become cost prohibitive for some people. You could, you know, add just so much in there, but you can put cordyceps in there. You could put lion's mane. There's other things depending on, because there's a whole thing that you can research on mushrooms for what you're trying to combat or what you may try to prevent and add that into your diet. And you certainly for your dogs can be adding more stuff in here. We're giving you the basics because this is what works. And this is what would be the golden paste for people. So there's also non-GMO organic fermented soy protein. Soy doesn't have the bad name that everybody think it does. When you ferment soy, it changes it into a different component. It's unfermented soy that can be issues or maybe, you know, have problems with hormones or things like that. But not fermented soy. It totally changes it into digestibility and bioavailability of the soy proteins. And it does support normal inflammatory response. So that's what happens when you ferment the soy rather than just drinking soy milk. Those two are very different products.
All right. And so give us an idea of, is this something you'd put all dogs on, or is it for senior dogs? Add it to the NuPro what situations should this be used?
I use it as a healthy supplement. Tucker doesn't have any issues, and I give it to him every day. But if a person has a dog that's about, if you don't want to start it now, you can start it when, I'm going to say, your large, medium to large breed dogs at least about 6 or 7 years old, when they're getting to those, entering into senior life. Because now you want to do it as a prevention. You don't want to wait until you have a diagnosis of some disease. You want to try and keep that at bay as long as possible. So especially certain breeds like a German Shepherds or Labs or Boxers or Dobes, who tend to be in that higher cancer risk, maybe you want to put them on something like this when they're younger so that you can try and see, or at least try and prevent something future. There's no constants, but we're trying to do prevention here as much as we can.
Well, that's nice to know. There aren't duplicate ingredients either. So you can feed the NuPro supplement, either the gold label or the silver label, to your dog, whichever is appropriate for them. But you can add the Life Spice
safely
and without any problem. It just, they go together very nicely.
Right. And it tastes like a ginger cookie because there's also ginger and cinnamon in there because that helps the stomach.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I know the NuPro supplement because, you know, if you put that powder on the food and add a little water, you know, it does turn into a gravy type thing. And that really is helpful to get dogs to eat their food. And, you know, spiff up the palatability. But do dogs like the taste of the Life Spice as well?
Yes, they definitely do. And what's another fun thing to do with it, you can actually squish it into peanut butter, put it into a Kong or any kind of a toy like that. And I put it in the freezer. So it's a healthy treat for the dog.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
freeze it all together.
So, what's the best way for people to get these supplements?
They can get it from a lot of stores do sell it, your mom and pop stores across the country, or you can go directly to our website, which is newprosupplements.com, and you can get it there too.
And I think the products, last time I checked, were all available on Amazon as well. Is that still true?
Yes, it's not coming from our company. At this point, we ourselves don't sell on Amazon. So if you want to go directly to us, you would go right to our website.
So we can purchase the products through your website, newprosupplements.com.
Oh, yes, definitely. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I know the pet store that I shop at is quite a large store. It's my favorite store out here. They carry the NuPro on the shelf.
Yes, like I said, I would rather people go into their store and get it because we want to support small local businesses across the country. So I don't advocate, you know, getting it online because me, I'm a store shopper. I want to support my local stores. I shop at my local pet stores and that's how I support America. But people have the choice as to where they want to shop. So that's up to them. But I say, hey, support your local store. They need the business.
And so if my store, they don't have the Life Spice on the shelf, but they have the NuPro supplement. But if I requested it, they could order the Life Spice for me, couldn't they?
Yes, because it's available through all of our distributors that the stores work with.
All right. So if it's not on the shelf at your pet store, you can ask them to bring it in for you.
Absolutely.
Or a special order. But you can also go straight to newprosupplements.com. All you got to remember is that NuPro is spelled with a P, N-U-P, as in Peter.
Right.
Newprosupplements.com. There's no T.
Right, there. Exactly. Not to be confused with the dog food. Yes.
Exactly. It's NuPro. And of course, you know, you don't just make the dog supplements. You got the greatest cat vitamins on the planet. And I don't know, we never get around to talking about the ferrets.
No.
And I don't even know how you got into ferret supplements to begin with, but
The ferret community asked me for them, but then also don't forget we have the electrolytes. Now that's basically for people that are doing sports like myself, but that's like a Gatorade for the dogs. That's not for the dog that's sitting at home in the air conditioned house.
Okay. But so you do have electrolytes and so that's a liquid that you have?
No, that's a powder also. And
it
you
is
mix
a powder.
It water to make your own electrolytes for the dog. Yes, you just mix it right in and you can put it in a couple of scoops in a bottle of water and take that with you when you're hiking with your dog, if you're doing sports, if you're out camping. That's the electrolytes for them.
Wow, that sounds great. So that is, you keep that with you when you're working Tucker so hard and he's doing all these great competitions, huh?
Oh, all the time. Every time we break, he does something and he goes back and I give him some water. The electrolytes are in there because I need to replenish what he just lost.
Well, that's an excellent idea. So, yeah, all competition dogs ought to have, you know, the electrolytes and so forth. Do you ever take him yourself? Because you do a lot of running around with him, too.
Yes, I do. I'll throw it in my iced tea or my water or whatever I'm drinking. I just throw a scoop right in there because, yeah, I'm out in the hot sun all day. And I used to take him when I used to train horses because the horses got the electrolytes and I got the electrolytes, too.
Okay, so if you get the NuPro electrolytes for your dog friend, it's okay for you to drink it too.
Yep. Well, I can't really say that, but yeah.
All right.
Did.
Well, unfortunately, we have talked ourselves through another hour, Janice, so we're going to have to wrap up for now and look forward to the next time we have a chance to chat about all these great products. And I really encourage you folks, get out there if you want to keep the hair on your dog. If you need no other reason, keep the hair on your dog with Nupro. And just great products, and we all ought to try this Life Spice and the electrolytes. So, Janice, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to spend with us. I hope you and Tucker and your family stay cool in this heat wave, yep. And we'll look forward to talking to you again, hopefully in the next few months. I'll let you know when we got some time.
Okay, that's awesome. And just remember, the Nupro is the first nutritional smoothie for your dogs.
Yay! All right. Great way to end. Thank you, Janice. God bless.
Thank you. God bless
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Remember, Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And gosh, we're wrapping everything up for today. Next week, that'll be the last Sunday of June. So that means encore presentation. And if you tune in, you'll hear our last healing show with Dr. Nails and Linda Rasmussen. And if you listen and follow along with Linda's instructions, you can get a surrogate healing just by listening and following her instructions. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be back the 6th of July, holy mackerel, and that will be for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And in the meantime, remember, practice those jolly routines, get your baby or mineral oil for your animal's ears over the 4th of July, and pay attention to the heat so you're not leaving them in the car, pay attention to how hot the pavement is, all that stuff you need to remember, and leave water out for wildlife, and happy jollies to make your dogs feel good about the fireworks. So that's going to wrap us up.
Before we head out of here.
Oh. Yes. Thank you,
Happy birthday, Martha, which you just celebrated a couple days ago here.
I did. My birthday was on the solstice this year on Friday, and I can't, 75. I'm having trouble saying it. Well, I said it out loud. I think maybe that's the first time. Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate that.
You don't look a day over.
Yep, we gotta go. So next week, Encore, then Shelter Rescue. Talk to you then. And as always, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.